And good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Buzzer Beater here on AM 1340 KXEO Sports Talk. Special thanks to Reese Colwell and Malik Douglas for stopping by after a big win last night for the Vanfar Indians football team. Several games ongoing last night. First off, let's talk about the longest trip of the season for the Mexico Bulldogs football team, all the way to Odessa, almost two-hour bus ride, and Bulldogs did not fare well in that ball game. Ended up losing last night to Odessa.
Didn't get off the bus. You know, sometimes when you have a long bus ride like that, you're just not ready to play, and that's what we saw last night with this Mexico Bulldog squad. Looked pretty good in the second half, quite honestly.
Hey, Steve Hague's the one driving that bus.
Yes!
He's got to be more creative in that bus drive.
Play some tunes or something, Steve. Come on.
Need some more AC/DC on the bus.
I'm sure he'd be playing that.
You know, it's kind of funny because we weren't allowed to play loud music on our bus on the trip over, but after having played high school football, I always thought, why did we not, on long trips, right before the, you know, the last 20 minutes, why were we not pumping loud music in? I mean, just to kind of get your body going. Yeah. And
But you can't stay hyped that whole 2 hours because you're worn out.
But you're just in a funk. Yeah. I mean, you get off a bus and you're like sleepy and you're like don't want to do anything.
Slow motion.
Yeah.
Even the long car rides for me are get up to the booth. But anyway, we won't talk about that. Final score from Odessa last night was 38-14. The Bulldogs fall to 1-2 on the season. A couple of guys had a nice game last night. Over 100 yards for Corbin Dorsey last night. 124.
We talked in the post game, and I said 70, and then after we got the 70-80 range, and I got to think. Afterwards, and I thought, he had 10 here, and he probably had more than that, close to 100, but 124 surprises me. And he had himself a game. I don't know. Did you go or no? No. He had himself a game, and I will say this.
118, I'll correct that. 118. Okay. I tried to give him a few more.
Yeah. But. I like something. I like what we saw in the second half, honestly. Caden Benny came in and took over. Play calling and running the game. He had a couple of nice throws. Really looked a lot more comfortable than Charlie Fisher has throwing the ball so far this year. And I think there's a definite question mark is who's going to play. I think they're probably going to share snaps this next week. I really do.
Coach Hague said Charlie's back at starting quarterback for the game against Marshall, but we'll see. I think it's a fair question.
Start and play. There's
very true. I don't know. Marshall, for homecoming, though, Marshall has had a rough season, needless to say. They fell to Richmond last night, 49-27, and the Owls are just, they're struggling again.
They've had some injuries. Matter of fact, we learned a little bit about them last night on the way home. They've had injuries on their offensive line first 2 weeks. Last night, they saw some guys get healthy. They got their running game going a little bit, got on the scoreboard quite a bit, 27 points. But they still had problems stopping people, and I think, that's generally what you see out of a Marshall team is they're normally good on one side of the ball, but not necessarily good on the other. And obviously, they're starting to put together things on the offensive side, and they lost a couple of fumbles that could have given them some more points. So, you're going to have to score, and against the Owls, it appears. So the Bulldogs going to have to step up in that regard.
Yep, it'll be an exciting homecoming match, and I know it's going to be a nice homecoming thing. Remind us of that theme, Maddie Tolbert.
There's no place like homecoming. It's Wizard of Oz theme. I thought it was really cute. I saw some cute things on Pinterest, so our student council came together. And
who's in the homecoming court, by the way?
I am.
Oh,
Michael is. Michael, yes. Are you homecoming court?
Yes. Yes, they gave my birthday present today. Honorary, apparently.
She
seems surprised.
Why would I be?
Yeah.
But Skylar Arnold, her escort's Grant Van Horn. Aubriana Lynch, her escort is Graydon Sewell. My escort is Gage Walker. Addison Payton's escort is Peyton Hoover. Mackenzie Taylor's escort is Dylan Reed. And Bailey Porter's escort is Camden Williams.
I hear a lot of sports names.
Who's this my person? Yeah. I didn't catch it. All I heard was my.
Maddie Tolbert's escort.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Very, very nice.
There we go.
It should be exciting. The Powder Puff game is going to be on Wednesday. You're going to take part in that. That's always a fun game to have. And we'll get a little update from you next week on that,
too. We got the freshman the first game, so that should be fun.
No doubt. Let's go over to Layton. Let's start reading off some scores from last night. Starting off with the our sister station's Country 96 Game of the Week.
The Country 96 Game of the Week was South Shelby against Monroe City with the South Shelby victory 44-22. That improves their record to 3-0.
South Shelby looking like the class of that CCC. Still got some tasks out there to finish up, but they are starting strong so far, just like Van Far.
Could be an interesting matchup, South Shelby, Centralia.
Yeah, I think that probably their biggest roadblock going forward.
Yeah. Father Tolton dominating Deschene 56-7. 56 points there for Father Tolton, and they are off and rolling. And we'll just keep going here. Layton, go right ahead.
Yeah, Helias took it to battle 42-6.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Rockbridge won big over Jefferson City 63-6.
I'm a little surprised. Jeff City is...
They got their first win last week.
Yeah, but 63-6 to Rockbridge? I mean, that... wow. The Jays, Pete Adkins celebrated 100 this past week.
Monday.
He is not got to be happy when he looks at where that Jays program is right now.
Yeah, they're kind of struggling a little bit. Maddie, we'll start to keep rolling down the list.
Capital City defeated Hickman 49-21. Southern Boone shut out California 40-0.
Yeah, that was after California shut out Fulton, they go to Southern Boone, who is state-ranked. Mexico saw them last week, and I think Southern Boone is for real. They might do some damage this year.
I'm curious, because Mexico got the early state ranking by knocking off Centralia. Then Southern Boone knocks off Mexico, and they get state-ranked. So I'm a little skeptical, yet they're a good team. Don't get me wrong, they're a good team. Are they state-ranked quality? I don't know, but we'll find out in the next coming weeks.
I'll let you do the honors on that next game there, Maddie.
Fulton lost to Western 35-21, you know. I'm not saying mad about the score, but I mean that I'm happy that Fulton lost, but, you know.
Yeah,
they did. Yes.
You know, they're the Hornets, you know, that's all I got to say.
Their record is 0-3, still in search of their first victory here. Westran picked up their first victory last week. I think the game of the week, we talked a little bit about this last night on our sister station's scoreboard show, Layton, was Boonville and Hallsville. Boonville outlasting them 34-32. Pretty good game there.
Yeah, no, it really was. It seemed to come down to the last second on that one.
North Callaway remains undefeated. Coach Kevin O'Neill has his Thunderbirds off and rolling. They beat Montgomery County 30-18. Nice win there for North Callaway once again.
Yeah, Thunderbirds looking good. Really kind of surprised some people coming out of the gate with a win over South Callaway, and they haven't stopped.
Centralia with a big win over Clark County on the road last night. Clark County struggling as well, but Centralia puts up a 44-8 victory over them, and it was a pretty good game. As a matter of fact, for Rex Bryson, he had 79 yards, one touchdown. Elliot McCoy had 31 yards and a touchdown, and these Panthers look like, well, they're back on track.
Well, you talked about the passing stats, the running game. They had three guys over 60 yards, over 65 yards rushing, and three more right around that 30-yard mark. So they've got everybody involved in that offense starting to cook a little bit.
No doubt about it. As Blair Oaks back in full form, 42-0 shutout over Osage. South Callaway, winners against Lexington 28-13. Here's the question mark that I have. What's happening with the Moberly Spartans? They lose to Warrensburg, and I know Warrensburg's a good team, but they are 0-3, the Spartans now. They lose last night 35-14.
You know, and we've kind of seen Moberly struggle at the beginning of the year with tougher teams in the past. I don't remember them going 0-3 in quite some time, and the problem that you have is when you play some good competition, sometimes you get beat up, and sometimes you get mentally beat up. And it's going to be, we'll see if Cody can get the Spartans out of this funk as they start to move into a little bit of an easier part of their schedule of getting into the NCMC.
Guys, we just talked to a couple of minutes ago. Van Far Indians 3-0. They defeated Louisiana last night 24-0. I was kind of wondering what happened there with them not scoring as many points as what they did in week one, week two. But the guys explained that they had some injuries last night during that game.
Yeah, and it's, 24-0, nothing to sneeze about. But I wonder, without the injuries, if that's not double.
No doubt. Palmyra crushing Macon 56-14, Macon 0-3 to start off the season.
And Palmyra looks good. I don't know. I mean, they're 2-1 now, but when they've been on, they've put up some points.
We may not get to say this very often this season. Hannibal lost 35-29 to Troy Buchanan, and I know Troy Buchanan. You know, they were state-bound last year, and I think they're super strong again this season. But Hannibal Pirates lost number two on the season now?
Is that lost number three?
No, I think they're one and two.
Are they 1-2?
Yeah.
You don't get to say that about the Pirates very often.
Not often at all.
So we will see how Hannibal ends up. Eight-man football.
I think we just call it a season with Hannibal.
I'm good. We're done.
1-2, we're done.
You don't even have to play him. Nope. Yeah.
Good thoughts, guys.
We won't even call it a loss on their record. We'll just say 1-2, and we'll give ourselves a win. There you go. I like that.
I like that, too. Eight-man football last night. You talked to the head coach from Paris last night, right, Layton?
Had a chance to talk to head coach Cody Carney after a 63-38 loss to Bramer with Breckenridge. I asked him what stood out to him, and he wasn't too down on his team. He was pretty happy with the effort everybody gave. It seems that they just played a superior team.
That'll happen sometimes in that schedule. I know Paris had a really good week one where they put up
They're 2-1 now after the first loss of the season. And they are in a tough district. They've got North Shelby, who is considered one of the better teams in the state. Bramer Breckenridge, also one of the better teams in the state in eight-man football. So, nothing disrespectful about a loss like that to a team like that. But, Paris looking good, but they're in a tough, tough district with some tough, tough teams.
I think a lot of coaches say we don't mind to lose, but you have to learn Anyway, that is week number three of the high school football
sports. Before we finish that segment, I just want to give a shout-out to Layton, because if you listen to the scoreboard show on Friday nights on Country 96, you don't hear Layton yet.
Eventually.
Yet.
One of these days we'll hear me.
But he is the guy doing all the work behind the scenes. So, not to say that those other guys haven't done work before they get here, but he's the guy who makes the engine run. So, big shout out to him.
Call Layton on Friday night. Yes. If you're a coach out there, please, by all means. We'll get your phone number out there later on. We won't give your address, just your phone number.
573.
Right. So we will look forward to week number four next week. Big day coming up. As a matter of fact, only a couple of hours away from now, Mizzou football, one of two ranked teams, taking on a ranked opponent today. They're ranked six. They have 24 Boston College, 15.5-point favorites. Last I saw, I think they cover. I don't know what you think about that.
I'm not sure they do. I don't think people are giving Boston College enough credit. I think a lot of people are saying, they beat a Florida State team that was ranked, but they're down. They beat, was it Georgia Tech in week two? I think. You know what? We played Georgia Tech before. They're a heck of a team. Florida State is got a lot of good athletes. Maybe they're not as good as, they shouldn't have been ranked. Let's face it. They shouldn't have been ranked. But they're still probably a top 35-40 program. It's not like they're slouches. Mizzou's going to have their hands full today.
We will see what the final score is. I'd like to hear your prediction on a final score there. I'd give mine, and I think it's going to end up being 41-17 Mizzou. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
41-17. That's what you're going with.
Yeah.
I think they can score more than that. I'll go with, 34-21.
34-21. Layton, you have a prediction?
I got Mizzou taking home the victory 24-3.
24-3. Maddie Tolbert.
I just want the Tigers to win.
Okay. You're not going to go out there with a prediction. No. All right. Just want a Tigers victory. Yeah. We'll see what happens. You can hear that game on KXCO here just a little bit later on, 11:45 kick.
And 9:45 pregame.
9:45 pregame, of course. You know, baseball last night, the St. Louis Cardinals, I think...
Doing St. Louis Cardinals things.
They lost in extra innings.
Oh, is that what happened? I'm sorry.
4-3 loss, as a matter of fact. Cardinals with the... they win their series this week with the Cincinnati Reds, and then they go in and they lose the opener.
They're a 500 team.
They are.
They're a 500 team.
That's not going to make the playoffs, folks.
No. They're a 500 team.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the state, the Kansas City Royals with a big victory last night. They have already matched their win. They have 81 wins, and so this is going to be the first time that they don't have a losing season since 2016. And they're 5.5 games ahead in the second wild card spot.
Yeah.
So the Royals are playoff bound in my mind as of right now.
I think, you know, I mean, they would have to cave down the stretch, and I don't see that happening. I mean, they've been, barring injuries, they've got the pitching staff that would keep them from doing that. Have really got a good job going with Cole Reagans, among others. And I can't think of the other pitcher that the Cardinals could have had that they didn't sign that is doing so well for the Royals. But Kansas City's just... they've got a nice blend.
14 regular season games left. That's it.
Yeah. They've got a nice blend of youth and experience, a nice pitching staff.
Nice manager.
Yeah.
Good general manager.
All the things the Cardinals want. you know, are they going to go far in the playoffs? You know, they're going to have to get really hot. Some of the key guys that, you know, MJ Melendez going to have to step up, going to have to get hot. What is Mikhail's last name? I can't think of it now. But somebody other than Bobby, I mean, Bobby Witt's going to have to do Bobby Witt stuff. Salvi's going to have to do Salvi stuff. And they're going to have a couple of other guys get really hot and some shutdown pitching. But you know what? We've seen it happen in the playoffs before, Cardinals. It can happen again. And that's where that's the dream of about 12 teams in baseball right now is get me to the playoffs and hope that I catch fire against some of these really good teams that I can't, you know, pay, like the Dodgers and the Yankees. You know, I can't pay to that level. So I'm going to pay to a different level. Hope I get there. Hope I get hot.
Yep. We only have a couple of minutes left here. We did want to get a quick update on Mexico softball. Maddie, I know that you guys had a run rule over Hannibal this week, 10-0. You've guys been pretty successful against them the last couple of years. How's the season going so far?
We're 5-8 right now. We've gotten a few conference wins over Kirksville, Hannibal. We had a loss to Marshall. That was our first, I think, normal game of the season.
Conference game of the season.
Yeah.
Marshall looked pretty good.
Yeah, and then we played Bowling Green. That it was either that next day or the day after. We got a win over Bowling Green. I think this is Bowling Green's like downfall year. I don't mean to be like that, but they've showed up better before. They lost Megan Graver last year. She's pitching over at Columbia College, so they're working out the kinks right now. We got Centralia and Fulton this week.
Big games.
Thursday. Those are big games. They're not home, so we got other dirt to play on, so it'll be an interesting week. So I don't think it'll be easy, but I think it's good for us to get prepared for districts and stuff like that because our district has some good teams in there.
Very nice. As we hit 9 a.m., you're listening to AM 1340 KXEO Mexico. Real quickly, let's go around. Let's try and get our athletes of the week. Maddie, we'll start off with you.
I'll give it to Peyton Shaw. She hit a home run at, was that Kirksville, I believe?
First home run of her high school career.
Yeah.
Injured last year, as I understand it.
Yeah, so she's making a comeback. She's a great kid. She's working for it. She's doing good. So that's my athlete.
Very nice. Layton, anybody from football from last night?
Not so much football. I was also going to say Peyton Shaw after hitting the home run, but... I got my answer taken.
Well, that's okay. You had two votes for Peyton Shaw here already. Michael, you want to go? You want me to?
I've got a couple. I'm going to go with the Vanvar football team as a whole for overcoming adversity. Sounds like they had quite a few injuries last night. Still came away with a big win. Not only a big win, but a big shutout. My other one is Caden Benning. Stepped up. You know what? It's not easy to be the backup. And to come in and into a game that you're losing by 31 points at the time, 31-0, came in, operated the offense, moved the guys down the field, and that took some things. And I hope you're going with who I didn't pick, but there's another obvious choice out
well,
here, I think.
Well, I've got to. I was going to go Peyton Shaw as well, but both you guys stole my pick, so it's got to be Corbin Dorsey, yeah. In my opinion. Over 100 yards last night. He really got into the groove at Southern Boone, and he continues to contribute and maximize his minutes for the Mexico football team, and mine's Corbin Dorsey. So, been another great sports show. It's going to be a great Saturday full of college football today. Hopefully the Tigers will get that win. Chiefs get the Bengals tomorrow. We'll see how they can do, if they can get off to a 2-0 start. We're going to be back with some more high school football. We'll recap homecoming week, next Saturday on the Buzzer Beater. I'm Matt Pilger for Michael Doherty, Leighton Maskey, and Maddie Tolbert. You've been listening to Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEO.